old yard. KI4DOS Mobile, how are you today?
A little tired, been out in the garden trying to keep up with Bernice. Just sitting here watching an old rerun of Gunsmoke.
Well, bud, I've been out in the garden a little bit this morning, too. I was out there trying to get rid of some morning glories and some other weeds that was out in the garden. I didn't plant any okra this year, but I got some volunteer okra plants that popped up that were there last year, I guess. I don't know when they were there, but I got some volunteer okra plants out there that started to pull up. I said, no, I don't think I'm going to leave those.
We don't have. I never thought about. We got cucumbers and peppers and a whole lot of tomato plants. What else? Oh, she's got some potatoes. She just kept the eyes out of some potatoes here that got older, and they're growing like crazy. You was a little bit scratchy on that last transmission, Gary. Back to you.
I hope I'm a little better now. I don't know. I should be.
Yeah, 5x5. It's a little scratchy for what you usually are.
Noise on the repeater this morning. I don't know. I hadn't been on here but just a few minutes. But I figured your ears would have been burning. Me and Steve, KN4BWA, were talking about you earlier.
I usually would have heard it, but I went outside there and was doing yard work, and we went and got 4 bales of hay yesterday. Boy, they're straw. They're proud of that. $7 a bale. And, Bernice, she was spreading that, and I was doing other things, and tending to the girls out back, of course, and trying to wash out their watering trough and see that they were fed and gather a few eggs that they laid early. Boy, that air out there is terrible. 87 degrees and 65% humidity is what my little weather station says.
Definitely humid out here today. I done got all my stuff outside done, so I'm gonna go in the house now. And when I left to go to the store, Joy was watching Ice Road Truckers. But now when me and Steve were talking about you, he was here, and so you wouldn't hurt us anyway, because we were out in my driveway.
You're who you hang around with. That's all I can say. There's your tip of the day.
True too, but bought him a new radio, and got a built-in power supply, and it was not working. You could unplug it, plug a regular power supply in, and the radio works fine, but he wanted that internal power supply fixed.
You've got something going on with your transmission. KI4DOS to take it from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Gary must be adjusting the power or something. I think he might have been outside on a handy talkie, Gary. You know, I haven't used the handy talkies in so long a time. They're good about doing that. Well, how's your day going, Gary? And leave a little space if KI4DOS gets back.
He threw in some information there so that he knew what was going on. Oh yeah, day's going great. Came into town early and took Lisa out for some breakfast this morning. We went over to the Eggs Up Grill in McAllister Square, had a nice time. And yeah, everything is going hunky-dory. Can't complain whatsoever. But she's got a realtor coming over to her house this afternoon. As part of their settlement, selling the house, so we're going to put that on the market. So I took the dogs and then got out of there so that there wasn't, you know, too many animals in the house at the time, and so we're just heading back home.
Well, Lisa, and I'm telling you, Gary, that'll probably be sold before you get back home. These houses are just about as scarce as hen's teeth, and they're selling for a premium.
KI4LZI Portable.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, because we're going to be looking to buy someplace, maybe in Pickens County or down towards the Piedmont area. And then eventually we'll sell the house that I have in northern Greenville. But step by step, I don't want to get too far ahead of the game, you know, like musical chairs. I always want to have a place to sit down. Go ahead, Andy.
I'm talking about Steve's internal power supply being bad. What radio was that on that had the bad internal power supply?
Well, I wasn't up that much on what model it was. I think 736 is what he said, so I presume that would have been an Icon. Is that correct, Gary? Or?
Yep, I heard.
I don't have one of them. I know I heard him saying the other day, I thought I heard him say he had a 991A, and I was just wondering if... I'm not familiar enough to know if that's got an internal supply or not, but it had me wondering if that might not have been it, because I know someone else down in Anderson's got a 991A, and from all indication, they ain't had any trouble with theirs, and... I heard Steve say, I guess a good while back, that the 8900Rs ain't being manufactured anymore. Do any of y'all know if that's true? Because I don't get any magazines here now anymore, and I go online, but I don't always get time to check them all out.
Yes, he does have a 991, but he's, fixing up another ham shack, kind of a man cave down there, and so I think that's what he's doing, and I don't know the answer to that other one. And Gary, you ought to keep that place up north. I've been watching this show on TV called Preppers, and I get a kick out of that, and that'd be a good place to be a prepper.
Well, that's actually the reason I bought it originally, but financially it doesn't make sense to do that anymore, so we'll let it go. Andy, you're going to sell the house that's up near where Andy's QTH is there. So, Andy, I can answer the question. The 991, I own one. It does not have an internal power supply. You have to provide 13.8 volts to it, but it is a shack in the box, HF, VHF, UHF. It's a current radio in late Yaesu's line, so they're still selling it. Now, whether they're, I don't know, but it's still a current radio, but probably due to be replaced. Go ahead, Andy.
Tells the airport. Well, I didn't know. I heard Steve say that one time, and that's what I bought. You'd use $8,900 to use here as a fixed station. We got a tri-band antenna up. We got a 6-meter repeater up on Caesar's head. At that time, that 6-meter machine up here was used quite a bit by quite a few of us over here in Pickens County. And you say you're going to sell that place up there near the golf course?
KI4DOS.
The audio. It's in northern Greenville County, northwest Greenville County, near Table Rock Mountain. My QTH, you can look me up on QRZ.com. It's not yet for sale, but as a part of a process, yeah, eventually it will be. Go ahead, Gary.
I
letting you know I was back in here again. I made it to the house, and I have to check out the radio out there in the truck. But I'm on the base station now.
This is NZ0TR. Well, you sound great now, Gary, but W4EY confirmed that it was on your end there, and it might just been the location or something, Gary. But anyways, I got to go on run Bernice around here a little bit and maybe go get some old dead chicken, and then I get back, and I got to run my neighbor up to pick up these 630 horsepower Camaro up here. He had it lined up. I'd volunteer to drive it home, but I doubt if it'd do me much good. See you later, guys. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Andy.
Call it something. KI4LZI was in here too, Gary. So, all right. Well, fine business. Well, I'm just rolling on. Where am I? Whitehorse Road, heading toward home. And going to make a stop at the Ingalls on the way home. So that's my big day. The clouds are big and dark, so I think we're going to get some more rain. KI4DOS, did I get that right? Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Gary, I do appreciate the information about the mobile unit. I'll go out there and do some research and development on it. But I was telling Tom I got picked up, Steve, KN4VWA, picked up a 736R, 2-meter all mode, 2-meter 440 all mode. And the internal power supply is bad. And I called Gabriel, KV4NC, and he said he would repair it, you know, if it were repairable. So, I'm going to get that over to him this evening because he works in Atlanta, and I called him earlier, and he was down there. But hopefully we'll get that fixed up for Steve. He really likes the radio. He had it on the net the other night, and everybody told him that he sounded real good on it. So just trying to help some folks out. You know how that goes.
Well, that's great. I didn't know Gabriel was repairing radio, so I'll keep that in mind. And for future reference. All right, Gary, take care. 73, Andy wasn't here, but he, I think, is gone for a phone call or something. But you have a great day, and good luck with your troubleshooting there. Probably something simple, you know. Usually is. But anyway, take care. KI4DOS, all the best from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Well, you be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip on to the house. And, yeah, I always think of Ray when I start working on something. He always said, "Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid." So I thought that was pretty good, and I filed that away for future reference. But anyway, you have a great day, and good talking to you. And be careful out there on the mobile. We'll talk to you again sometime soon, I hope. That before EEY, KI4DOS.
MCI4. Just out of curiosity, I don't know if you know old JL7FO Dave. I think he's got a couple of radios that needs to be worked on, in my opinion, but that's my opinion. Every time he goes to try to do his net on something out on the 7-9 machine, it kind of conks out on him. One, his mobile, his transmitter sticks, and one on his transceiver, one on the key, and the other one they use in his ham shack. It just don't cut it, so. So, they can let him know about the one down in Atlanta. I know who you're talking about, but unfortunately, I got no way to get a hold of Dave otherwise, but be on 2 meters.
Talking about Andy, I've talked to him on the net a time or two, but I haven't met the man that I know of. But there again, I could have met him down there at the Anderson Ham Fest or the Greenville Ham Fest or something like that. But if you know, we try to get him fixed up as well. I don't know that Gabriel does a whole lot of radio repair, but he said he would fix this guy's power supply. So we'll have to go from there. You know, I don't volunteer anybody for anything. I talk to them and then I let them do the negotiating. That way it keeps me out of the loop.
I understand what you're saying. That's just like you expect me to be able to repair one. I ain't anywhere near what Ray Allison had in the head, or even Mandel Rankin over here in the head when it comes to repairing stuff, repeaters, stuff like that. But I meant, for the past, I get a good many weeks, so KL-7FO, he tried his fix station for a while. He had so much noise on receive, he couldn't hear nothing. Then for a while, like last week, he'd go out in the mobile somewhere and find a good spot with this, try it. Well, transceiver stuck in transmitting, and in the end, he didn't get to do his nothing. I tell you, if it was me like that, that would aggravate the living devil out of me. I was just wondering about that. Is there anybody else still in here? Go ahead and pick it up. KI-4LZF-4.
Gary signed, and Tom signed, and I guess me and you's the only ones in here right now. But I was out there in the mobile. I was headed to the house, and Tom said my signal was scratching, and Gary came in there and said it was messing up. So I got to go out there and tinker with my mobile unit a little bit to find out what's wrong with it, if I can. I hope I can, anyway. But I think me and you's the only one in here right now. KI-4DOS.
Well, sure, I heard them discussing something about something that had a built-in power supply. I was just out of curiosity wondering what that was. And Sue and Duncan down there in Anderson, they got one of those 991As they do down there. And they talk like we did. They're very pleased with it. Very pleased. And I've had, we're just talking about him. It just went right out of my head. Talking about 8900R, and I've had various people tell me that they don't make it anymore. I really haven't checked that hard to see, but after so long a time that when they quit making them, then it goes to getting next to them parts for the parts. And you was talking about about the mobile walker. You was a very scratch into the repeater, but I can't say for sure if it's your mobile or what, but I know at times here lately, though, here on the repeater, you probably know the wind's not doing that. There's times it gets very, very, very scratched, and other times it don't. Well, just up the road, up from this, and the 470 Billy's got, he's been fighting with a never-ending source of noise getting into his 470 on the input. From up there, it's about driving him crazy about it, and he even runs a tone on the repeater.
There's been some interference up on top of the mountain up there. We've had it on this repeater, and Billy's had it on his, and the people on the repeater committee on this machine have been contacting each other, trying to find out where the problem's coming from, but they hadn't found it yet. Hope they find it soon so it'll clear everything up. But no, you're right, it has been noisy. It was pretty clear last night with Robert calling the net, but every once in a while, everybody sounds real scratchy. I don't know what the problem is. But hopefully we'll get it all straightened out, or they will, and we'll get back to normal. There won't be a whole lot of noise on here. Other than that, Andy, I've got to jump and run. I got a couple of things I need to get done around here at the house. Good talking with you. You take care, and I'll try to listen for KL-7FO down there on the Anderson machine. I don't know what night he calls, but I'll get in there with him one night. I know John calls on Monday nights, and that's about the only one I know, because I don't get that on the Anderson machine, the 7-9, very often. But anyhow, you take care there, buddy. Good talking with you, and you see Mandel and them, tell them and Cliff and all the rest of them, tell them I said howdy. Got to get over there to y'all's club meeting one of these days if y'all are having it face-to-face again.
Currently, we're back to having it face-to-face. You mentioned something. I don't remember if I told you or not. you mentioned Cliff. Cliff has had a stroke. I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, sometime back in the fall or the summer last year. And KO7FO Dave, he does that, the Anderson net on Sunday night. His net on 7-9's on Sunday night. Even though, like I said, the past few Sunday nights, during the past few weeks, he's practically been unable to do the net due to problems. But his net Sunday night, and the last time I saw Cliff since he's had that, he was able to get around enough to get back to Walmart and pick and stuff. I assume, you know, if the damage Cliff in it wasn't severe enough that he couldn't walk or whatnot. And you was talking about our meeting here. It's on the first Tuesday of the month. That would have been last Tuesday. But we have our normal net tonight, a 147-195 tone 141.3 or UHF 443-450. Tone 110.9. It's those machines on Glassy Mountain are just outside of Pickens. KI4LZI Portable.
What time's that net tonight?
PM. 8 p.m. I might have forgot that, but it's 8 p.m. On Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Our Racy's net over here. KI4LZI Portable.
See if I can get in there and maybe check in with them tonight and sit around and listen for a little bit. But thanks for the information. You always a wealth of information up there. Appreciate you. You take care, and I'm going to, like I said, I got to get up from here and go do something else. But good talking with you, and we'll do it again soon, I hope. KI4LZI, KI4DOS.
LZI port.
K2RCL W4EEY. You still out here, Gary?